performances I think we could have shown just from ball one. You know, the preparation was excellent all the way through the last few days, and warm-ups this morning, everything was great, and we thought it was an important toss to win. But from there on in, it was just really, really disappointing. You know, our game management was poor all the way through. Our body language, our presence was non-existent. Don't get me wrong, Ireland played really well. You know, credit to Paul Stirling and Will Porterfield for playing as well as he did and setting up the platform. But you know, we didn't make them work hard enough. I've got no problems a team being 200 for none if we've actually asked questions with our best deliveries. But we didn't do that, and we didn't back up in the field. You know, you talk about winning the toss and setting the tone, and we didn't do that. You know, there was wides, there was no balls, there were misfields, there was a drop catch. Really important things. You know, small things make a big difference, and we just didn't manage to get the simple things right today.
Where do you think things went wrong for you?
Well, it started in the first over after we won the toss. You know, you need to set the tempo and set the tone, and we didn't do that. Our seamers have been outstanding. All the bowlers have been brilliant all the way through this tournament so far. In fact, the batters have as well, but we didn't quite get it right, and we went very flat very quickly. And against a good team, you can't afford to do that. And Ireland are a very workmanlike, disciplined side with very good players as well. You know, they'll scrap and scrape for everything. And it was really important we got out of the blocks and actually had a bit of a scrap with them, because we've done that all the way through. You know, we bring some really good form into the tournament, into this match today. And then, you know, chasing 318, we still thought it was a good pitch, but we thought it was going to be slightly more tricky because it, after the rain, it dried out a little bit, and we knew it was going to spin a fraction. And we just hoped for a decent batting performance, and we didn't get that at all. You know, we lost five or six wickets for six or seven runs. And look, come on, we're kidding ourselves if we think that we're going to compete against a full international side by doing that sort of stuff.
I'm sure you must be keeping an eye on what is happening at the Harare Sports Club. And it seems like that Netherlands will lose to West Indies, which means you will go through to the Super 6 with zero carryover points, but more importantly, you retain the ODI status.
If we can get into Super 6, I think we would be very easy for us to put this performance behind us. You know, we've been one of the most consistent batting sides in this side of the competition up to today. We've played really well all the way through. This was a really disappointing performance. You know, the great thing is we've got a really good bunch of guys. I know they will be very keen to put this right. You know, you said we obviously have an eye on that game. I'm just wondering myself whether there's been too much of an eye on that game all the way through today, and we actually lost sight of what we have to do here.